Rural Sports Network from Learfield, live from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel and Casino. This is the Marvin Menzies Radio Show, brought to you by Fenley Toyota, MGM Resorts International, NV Energy, and by Fenley Chevrolet. Now, here are your hosts, John Sandler and Robert Smith.
Welcome once again. We are at Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino, our pre-Christmas show, if you will. Rebels were in the Christmas mood last night. We'll talk about that a little bit. But the Runner Rebels getting ready for their final non-conference game of the year. That's tomorrow night at the Thomas & Mack as a really good Northern Colorado team. The Bears come in from Greeley, just fresh off a win up at Laramie, and we all know how tough that is to do. So they're a good team, and the Rebels had better not be ready to leave on vacation until after that game is over. John Sandler, Robert Smith, and head coach Marvin Menzies, the 10-2 running Rebels, getting ready for their final non-conference game of the year. Awfully nice to say that. Awfully nice to hear it, isn't it, Coach?
Man, as soon as you said it, I was like, oh, that's right. We're 10-2. It's funny. You know, you focus on that next game so much, sometimes you do forget that so far so good. And you know, that's the concentration that goes into the season. I was just telling John off air for the fans that are here, I was just telling them before we came on that, you know, I'm like really tired right now. You know, I got my Java going on, you know. So last night after the game, I go right to the house. Actually, I stayed at the office until probably 1 and just started watching Northern Colorado and then went home and watched it some more. And then got up early and got back in by about 6. And I'd just been going all day with meetings and stuff. We had a Christmas party today. I probably wasn't too festive there. I want to apologize to my coworkers if I wasn't my normal cheerful self. But the caffeine's got me going now. So we're going to rock the show and hopefully rock the Bears tomorrow.
Yeah, they're good. We'll talk about them in just a few minutes. Robert, Rebels up to 10-2 now. Nice win up at UOP. I thought the first 24 minutes of the Pacific game as good as the Rebels, as well as they have played this
right,
year.
Right. Well, and the thing that I liked most about that game was when UOP started making their run, the Rebels were able to hold them off. And being on the road, you know, sometimes that's very tough, no matter who you're playing. But I gave them a high grade for being able to handle that run by UOP and still pulling off the win.
You know, Coach, we were talking a little bit about schedule and, mm-hmm. and just in general.
Right.
And how, you know, last year you inherited a schedule that was designed for one team, and you didn't have that team.
Right. That was the Dave Rice going away present.
Well,
that's what that was.
And this year you designed a schedule for a team, and you don't have that team.
Right.
You have a team that is significantly better than the team you might have had.
Yeah. You know, not to cut you off, but to cut you off.
Yeah.
We had the schedule was pretty much done when we got the job last year. So as you mentioned, it was just inherited. And this year, as we were laying out the schedule, we weren't quite sure what we were going to have. And so we put it in place to give the guys some confidence to grow it, but then have a few games sprinkled in there that could, you know, possibly be, if you're successful, possibly be games that could move the needle for you when it came to postseason play. So that's how we scheduled. And then we get Brandon McCoy, and then we get Shakur, and then we get Amari, and all of a sudden you go, maybe one or two more might not have been bad right now. But, you know, hindsight's 20/20, so we'll and you know, when you schedule like that, and I know everybody wants you to play, you know, top 25 teams every night, but you got to win those games too.
Yep.
So you have to schedule accordingly to the talent that you think you'll have, and then you got to stay healthy, and then you got to make sure there's no hiccups from, you know, any other potential areas of faltering, and then you know, you got to have that success. So there's a lot of things that go into scheduling for success. But I think you know, the way we scheduled this year, it still ended up okay. If we would have maybe got one of those overtime wins, I think maybe the conversation, if we were 11-1 rather than 10-2 right now, people would say, okay, Coach, just, you know, let's get those guys to hold serve in conference and we'll be okay maybe, you know. But either way, I think, you know, we just got to go out, and now that the schedule's in place, you just got to go out, play the games, and win the games.
Well, and one more before conference play starts, and we're not going to worry about conference play. We'll talk about that next Thursday at our show right before the Boise game. But have you, to this point, and understanding there's one more to go, have you gotten what you've wanted to out of the conference, out of the non-conference schedule?
I think so. I mentioned to you, I think it was last night after the game, that, you know, if I could, or no, it was maybe before the game, but I think it was, we talk so much, I forget. It's like a family guy, you know what I mean? It's like, do you remember what conversation you had with your mom?
No, no, absolutely
first,
not.
That first one, that was, like, exactly. So, no, I think it was, we were talking about, you know, at this stage of the season, at this stage of the year, you know, are we where we want to be? Did we get out of the games what we want to get out of them? And I don't think as a coach you're ever really truly satisfied. There's really only one coach that's satisfied at the end of the year. Well, maybe two, the NIT champion and the NCAA champion. But I think there's some lessons that I wish maybe one or two more games outside of tomorrow.
Right.
I'd feel a little bit better, but we do have the practices, and so we'll try to shore up some things that way. But it's as close to as, you know, what I would like to have.
Robert, from the beginning of the year, from this summer when we saw some practices, who are you most impressed by in the progress they've made individually?
Besides me.
Besides,
besides players. Coach, we're talking players.
Okay, exactly. Okay.
Yeah, that goes without saying.
Well, I'm very satisfied with Brandon, because remember when he first came in, he was a little out of shape.
Yeah.
So I'm watching him in practice a few times, and I'm going, man, this dude, you know, I knew he wasn't in shape, but I'm like, is he going to ever get in shape?
Right.
And so, he's impressed me a lot now. Shakur, you know, I heard a lot of good things about him, but now that I see him, I see he's a natural-born leader. Jordy, I'm very pleased with Jordy, too. I saw him a lot last year in some practices, but he's steady. He's shown me a lot more than what I thought he had.
One of my favorite moments of last night's game was when one of the officials put the ball in play at the beginning of the second half, and Jordy was still talking to you, and he looked up and he saw the ball starting to play, and he came flying into the front.
Oh, I didn't even see
he
that.
Came flying into the court with the biggest smile on his face, like he's on the playground, like, I'm here, ready to play now.
Yeah,
he has fun.
He does. That, and I like that about him. And then Chris, I'm very pleased with what Chris is doing. You know, being able to guard the toughest man every night, and then scoring when he has to. You know, showing that consistency. And then the other thing is seeing seven or eight guys in double figures. That tells me how good a team is, or how true they are to each other by sharing the ball.
Yeah, there is no doubt, and it's something that we've heard from other people, Coach, and you see it every day.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The chemistry on this team and the unselfish nature of this team. Yeah, there are going to be moments in a game where a guy's going to say, okay, I'm going to get mine now because we're, you know.
Yeah, I've never had an argument with any of my brothers in my life. So this is just really strange to see all this chemistry flying around. You know?
But they do, and they get along. The leadership is developing. Now, they haven't faced the adversity that maybe would strain some of those things, but and it's coming because conference play does point that out. But I think the foundation is solid enough to withstand that and getting through it.
You know what? We talk about the lifeline of a season and how it's these ups and downs. And as a team, though, you have to be steady.
Yeah.
And you can't get too high with the highs. You've heard me say that before. And you can't get too low with the lows. So when those moments of adversity come, how you handle them is going to test the true character of this particular team, this particular season. So we talk to them about that, and we try to prepare them. Because at the end of the day, if you're a high-character kid, you come from good stock, as you've heard me say, you know, as my mom always used to say, then you can usually power through those moments and learn from them and then improve. And your trajectory stays on the path that you want for your inevitable, you know, conference championship or conference tournament championship, what have you. But if you don't handle those moments right, it could make you splinter. And they're coming. We are going to have some. Yeah. It's inevitable.
No doubt about it. Well, I'll ask you the same question that I asked Robert. Who have you been I mean, obviously you're pleased with everybody. You're 10-2. But who have you been sort of most pleased with, whether it's pleasantly surprised or living up to expectations or what have you?
Well, considering that Robert listed the whole team.
Yeah, I know.
I'll try to limit it to one.
You just have to take the others. That's
all right, let's see. Most impressed with.
In terms of development, in terms of where you thought they'd be.
I'm going to tell you somebody's going to surprise you. I'm going to tell you Shekna. And I'm going to tell you why. Because to play as many minutes as he did last year, and to take a back seat to a younger, more talented, more experienced player, even though he's younger, and handle practice and meetings and everything. I mean, he is as solid as a human being can be in every capacity, academically, socially, just the transition culturally. And it's amazing, really, to see his growth. Now, your question is always usually, geared towards basketball.
Yeah, generally.
But I'm going to go off script because I really think it's important that people understand the students that we brought into the program. And I still say that he's going to be a very, very good player before he leaves here. Now, it might take you a senior year. I'm hoping no later than the middle of his junior year. But the way he works out and the way he invests in his own development, it's inevitable that he'll be a major contributor before his journey is over.
You were going to go off topic and go off basketball.
I was going to say that I did want to talk about the academics for a minute because we got our final grades in. You guys ready? Drum roll. We made the 3.0. So
all right.
It was close, though. I'm not going to lie. came down to one class that wasn't submitted yet, and so we got that in.
That's great.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. So now that's two summer sessions where we averaged over a 3.2, and then this semester we were at just over, I think it was 3.06. And I think it'll be higher next semester. So I'm pumped up for these kids.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Dwayne Morgan.
And that's right. Dwayne graduated.
Dwayne graduated yesterday.
Okay. Great.
Yep.
Great.
So we had a nice encounter today where we had a chance to meet for a little bit and spend some time together. I talk to him almost every day anyway. But so he's probably going to leave up to Southern Utah tomorrow and get his physical. And he'll be ready to roll when they come off of Christmas break. As soon as he got his grade. His degree posted here, he's eligible there.
They're going to be really good.
They are. Yeah. They were. That's kind of the piece they were missing.
Yeah.
So I'm really pumped up for him. He's excited. And you know what's funny? I asked him. I said, "All right, Dwayne," because he's like a different dude now. I mean, he really is in terms of how he rolls, how he shakes and moves, and his decision making. So I said, "D, tell me what was the defining moment?" And he said, "Coach, you already know that." I said, "Tell me what has propelled you into this better decision-making mode that you're in." He goes, he said it was just scary to go through, like actually being in a police car. And, he's like, "I had never been in that situation." He goes, "Man, I never want to do that again." And I said, "Well, I'm good." I said, they used to have the old
scared straight. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
He got scared straight as a line. So it was good. It's great. And he's doing awesome. And I told him, just stay on track, my friend, and we'll keep helping him for the rest of his journey.
That's awesome. That's great to hear. And congratulations to Dwayne for graduating. And best of luck as he goes on to finish his collegiate career up with Todd Simon and Southern Utah, and good thing the Rebels don't have to see them again until next year.
Yeah, thank God. And let's hope he just goes pro after this
year. There you go. Absolutely right. Well, we will continue at our next segment. We'll talk about some of the youngsters on this team and the promise that they pose, and some of the things that we're excited about as the Rebels are winding up non-conference play. We'll spend all next week's show talking about conference play, but this gives us an opportunity to kind of step back and get various views of where the program is now, and maybe get some of Coach's insights for his long-term vision for this program. You're listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield.
At Findlay Toyota, our mission statement is written in our showroom for everyone to see. It reads, a world-class environment dedicated to building lifelong relationships through integrity and commitment. If that sounds like a family business you'd like to do business with, we invite you to come in today. I'm John Barr, and remember,
he'll do anything, at Findlay Toyota, we'll do anything to sell you a car.
Discount Tire, proud sponsor of UNLV basketball, wants to know, what kind of basketball fan are you? Are you a committed fan? A cheer for the underdog fan? A shout at the ref for that call fan? No matter what, we're all fans of saving. So while the buckets drop and buzzers get beat, stop by your local Discount Tire and get the lowest prices on tires and wheels. Because saving is winning. Discount Tire, where America saves on tires.
Energy never disappears. It simply gets passed on to the next person and the next. Until before you know it, the entire community can feel it. In the last 5 years, we've given more than $27 million and over 175,000 volunteer hours to Nevada nonprofits. And we'll continue to give back, because what's good for the community is good for all of us. Learn more at nvenergy.com/powerofgood.
Runnin' Rebel Basketball is here, so you know what that means. It's the time to gather around at Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. And why would you go anywhere else? We have over 32 TVs, great Budweiser specials for all Rebel games, and the best bar food, voted by you in the 2017 Best of Las Vegas survey. Yep, another one. Come be a part of the excitement this season and join other Rebel fans as they cheer on the team and cheers to a win. Or if you want to host your own viewing party, ask about reserving our bungalow room. Born and Raised on Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango, and in Henderson on St. Rose and Eastern.
Turn the world's most refreshing beer into courtside cheers. Get the Coors Light XP app to start earning points towards one-of-a-kind experiences and rewards, like exclusive access to your favorite sporting events and Coors Light gear. Coors Light XP. Download it from the App Store today. No purchase necessary in select states. Rewards subject to availability while supplies last. 50 US/DC 21+ only. See terms in-app and at CoorsLight.com/XP. Great beer, great responsibility. 2017 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
What's your AAA membership doing when it's not rescuing you roadside? Did you know it can save you money at thousands of places? Take some stress out of the next DMV task and even help protect against identity theft? It can. And those are just some of the many ways AAA brings you value beyond the road. Visit AAA.com to find out more.
AAA is a proud partner of the UNLV Rebels, at home and on the road.
The Learfield Directors' Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook. Find us at USA Today online and on Twitter at ldirectorscup.com. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Directors' Cup.
He's down and might be out for the season.
What if basketball players had warranties? It's not pretty when you see your star player go down. It could change the whole season. But what if players had warranties? Like the 2017 Nissan Titan with America's best limited truck warranty. They'd be up and running in no time. Take on today. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the UNLV Rebels.
Go, Rebels!
Call 1-888-858-8319 or see dealer for limited truck warranty details.
We are back. Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino. John Sandler, Robert Smith, and head coach Marvin Menzies talking Runnin' Rebel basketball. The 10-2 Runnin' Rebels getting ready for their final non-conference game of the year, of the regular season, I should say, against Northern Colorado. The Bears in town tomorrow night, 7 o'clock tip. We'll be on the air at 6:30 with Runnin' Rebel warm-up. And this is a team that went to Laramie and won a couple nights ago, draining 14 three-point shots in that game. And we'll get Coach Menzies' thoughts on Northern Colorado here in just a bit. But we're taking a little bit of a step back in this show now that the Rebels have made it 12 13ths of the way through their non-conference schedule, and getting kind of a view of where the program is, where some of the kids are, and maybe get Coach Menzies to go a little philosophical for us on his view long-term of the program in terms of players, scheduling, things like that. When the season started, the very first impression that we had, Coach, from our vantage point, was that this was going to be, and we've used the word a million times, and it's appropriate, this is going to be a fun year. It was clear from the beginning that there was talent. It was clear from the beginning that there were guys who you were going to enjoy watching. We weren't sure how they were going to come together. They've obviously come together very well. But it will be a fun year, win or lose, because this is going to be entertaining. And as the games get more intense, as they always do in conference play, that entertainment level will ratchet up. Are you having fun? Is your staff having fun this year?
Yeah, I think that anytime you have really good people around you, when you're not having fun, they kind of, you pick each other up. And so Andre LaFleur, Coach LaFleur, hit me, I think it was after we lost, we lost to Arizona.
Arizona, yeah.
And I was just on one. And I was, we got to fix this, we got to fix this, we got to fix this. And he just brought me in the office, or walked to my office rather, and shut the door and said, "All right." He goes, "Are you good, man?" And I'm like, "Yeah, what are you talking about? I'm great. We got to keep going. We got to do this. We got to do this. We need to change this." He goes, "No, we're good, man. We're good. Like we just lost two really tough games, but the guys are in a great place. Everybody's healthy. You know, off court, there's no issues, knock on wood. Everything is good." And he said, and he just kind of recentered me, and it was weird, it was kind of like, yeah, we are. I'm getting off track, but the point I'm making is that we've got great people. And so when you have great people around, experienced people, Andre's won a national championship, been, coaching Final Four games, and so he knows what it looks like. So when you have people like that, then they can kind of help to, get you back on track. And as you alluded to, big picture stuff here, I did want to visit on scheduling for a moment, because I know that there's a lot of talk, there's always a lot of talk that goes around scheduling, right? Who we're playing and when we're playing them and how good are they and so on and so forth. And honestly, I don't know that I would have scheduled the game that we just had. I don't know that I would have scheduled that at this time of year had I known what I know now, right? I mean, it's just it's one of those games where you look back and you go, yeah, maybe first game of the season or second game of the season. But I think my vision, as we're looking back to look forward, I think my vision for scheduling is we do want to play a lot of competition that can put us in the conversation at the end of the year as long as we're having a good season. We don't want to all rely on winning the conference tournament. Of course, we'd like to be looked at as a premier team in the nation, regardless of that. But there's so many things that people don't understand that go into scheduling. There's, you got to look at other people's schedules. What are their dates of available dates? There's the money factor when you're talking about buying games, which we don't have too much of an issue, but you have to factor that in. The other team's RPI and their projected RPI, not their RPI from the previous season, but what does their roster look like going forward? What does their conference look like? Who else do they play in throughout that season? Then there's the home and home. Okay, do you want to go back to them? And you got to look at your schedule from. And I could go on and on and on. There's so many things that
style of play.
Somebody asked me. Tyler asked me last night in the post game. Did we schedule Northern Colorado because it was the game before
Boise State,
and the assistant coach. The head coach at Northern Colorado used to be the assistant coach at Boise State. And I said, I wish I was that smart. It just worked out that way.
You should have
taken
the credit.
I tried to take the credit, but I'm too honest. As a matter of fact, when he asked me, I go, I said, as a matter of fact, I did. And my wife, my ex-wife, Morgan Fairchild. So
there are about four people who just got that.
Right. Well,
John Lovitz, right?
John Lovitz, that's right. But in other words, and I'm going on a rant here, but because I can, because it's my show. So the next point of that is this. You have to, put the headphones down. Both of you guys. Go, matter of fact, go use the restroom.
All right.
So here's my point. I know what this program is capable of doing, and I know what we have to do to get there. It's a process, and there's a lot of different things you got to factor in, but we will get there. We just need to stay the course, and it all starts with players. You got to have talent. Once you get talent in, then you got to manage them. Character goes with that, and then the scheduling is more of a factor. But this schedule would not be a factor if we didn't have the talent we have right now.
Right.
We wouldn't even be talking about, we should be playing tougher teams.
Yeah.
Not if we were 8-and-whatever.
Right, exactly.
We'd be like, perfect. So there's the rant.
Yeah, and fans also have to understand, timing plays a big part in scheduling. Not only what are they going to look like, what are you going to look like,
right?
But that schedule, it's not like you're on the phone right now saying, you guys want to come play us next week? It's two years from now. It's 3 years from now.
Yeah. It's not as bad as football.
Right.
Football really plans out
with
major bucks. But you're right. You got to factor that in too.
So and I know that in terms of keeping the schedule at a high level, Rebels are going to be active in playing in some of the holiday tournaments going forward. And when you think about scheduling, couple of things that you hear about as a college basketball fan. You hear sometimes about playing a game, quote unquote, for a certain player. You get a player in and they're from Chicago, so you schedule Northwestern or something like that.
Right.
Do you ever foresee, not necessarily
guys. I'll never do that.
Never do that, okay.
Yeah, no one person is bigger than the team. You got to factor in all those other things, and then you're going to put a guy going home. Now he can go home for Christmas. They got 3 days off.
Right.
Go home and see your mom. Okay, that's the game I scheduled. It's
there
called
you go.
It's called sitting at home with your mom watching a bowl game. Hopefully the Rebels playing in a bowl game next year. So, but no, that you can't do that.
Right.
I think coaches will say that and talk about that sometimes. But nah, we can't worry about that. Robert, you were in several seasons you had opportunities to, well, I shouldn't say several, because you went to the junior college first, right?
One year.
Okay, so did you ever look at your schedule as a player and get really excited about the schedule because of who was on it? And did you feel like, we had enough girth to it to move the needle?
Yeah. Sometimes you do. You kind of look ahead, but you try to stay focused. But every now and then you're gonna take that look forward to see what's there. But yeah, most players do.
I think most of them do,
And
that's why
it's
good to have an Arizona and an Illinois and a Utah or whatever.
That's
because that goes to recruiting too.
Yeah,
players and our players that we're recruiting upper echelon players in the country. They don't want to play,
No name schools.
The whole non-conference.
Absolutely, and I mean, the other thing you hear about, or you sometimes have to consider is, is this a game that the fans will get excited about? I mean, if you're choosing between Team A and Team B, that may be a factor that you take into consideration.
And it's crazy because Team B may be a way better team with a worse name.
Uh-huh.
I mean, who just – Wofford, right?
Yeah.
They just beat North Carolina yesterday.
Yep. Yeah.
Right? So who to thunk it, right? So there's a lot of people that may not have gone to that game or scheduled that one in North Carolina going, I'll go to the next one against the big-name team. And that's okay, because let's face it, every fan is not like the fans sitting here. Everybody's not a die-hard Rebel. And so we'll take their money, too, when they want to come out to the game. If we're playing San Diego State, come on out for that one. Or Reno, come on out for that one. We'll still welcome you with open arms. But the right people are there, I think, consistently, which makes a difference. The season ticket holders that understand they're in for the whole enchilada.
And tomorrow night, another opportunity, final non-conference game of the year, 7 o'clock against Northern Colorado at the Thomas and Mack. And then, of course, Boise State, the first conference game, and we'd love to see a huge crowd at the Thomas and Mack. This team, 10-2, fingers crossed, 11-2 heading into conference play if they can get by Northern Colorado. And wouldn't that be a terrific matchup to open the conference season. Boise's had a great non-conference schedule season themselves. We will talk about them a little bit later on. But, Coach, appreciate all the insight on the scheduling. Is there a team, and I don't want you to go out on a limb
just
here.
Just say it, man.
Is there one team that you want to see on that schedule in the future?
For us in
for
the,
us,
in to, the non-conference? For,
yeah, in the non-conference. Is there somebody you'd say, it would be great to start a series with? You know, people say, we love playing Arizona. Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to get going with Duke again.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I think that's a team that didn't get our best shot last time out. And so I'd like to get something going with them. I don't know if Mike, you know, his philosophy on traveling out here, I know that that was a part of a BD Global
right.
promotion team thing. And
neutral site, right? Split the difference. Play in Topeka.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, hey, I'm all about it.
Right, right.
We'll travel, you know. It's all good. But, yeah, no, that would be a team that I just think the obvious historic relevance of that game will always – draw passion and draw and bring back, you know, great memories. And so, yeah, there's a lot to be said for playing a team like that on a regular basis.
That would be a lot of fun. All right, we're going to get back into to this year and some of the things going on this year. Talk about the future of the team from this group's perspective as we've seen this team develop through the first 12 games of the season. You are listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield.
He's down and might be out for the season.
What if basketball players had warranties? It's not pretty when you see your star player go down. It could change the whole season. But what if players had warranties? Like the 2017 Nissan Titan with America's best limited truck warranty. They'd be up and running in no time. Take on today. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the UNLV Rebels.
Go!
Call 1-888-858-8319 or see dealer for limited truck warranty details.
Energy never disappears. It simply gets passed on to the next person and the next. Until before you know it, the entire community can feel it. In the last 5 years, we've given more than $27 million and over 175,000 volunteer hours to Nevada nonprofits. And we'll continue to give back because what's good for the community is good for all of us. Learn more at nvenergy.com/powerofgood.
What's your AAA membership doing when it's not rescuing you roadside? Did you know it can save you money at thousands of places? Take some stress out of the next DMV task and even help protect against identity theft? It can. And those are just some of the many ways AAA brings you value beyond the road. Visit AAA.com to find out more.
AAA is a proud partner of the UNLV Rebels, at home and on the road.
Discount Tire, proud sponsor of UNLV basketball, wants to know, what kind of basketball fan are you? Are you a committed fan? A cheer for the underdog fan? A shout at the ref for that call fan? No matter what, we're all fans of saving. So while the buckets drop and buzzers get beat, stop by your local Discount Tire and get the lowest prices on tires and wheels. Because saving is winning. Discount Tire, where America saves on tires.
There are things all doctors have in common, like advanced degrees and impressive medical knowledge. So what separates Dignity Health doctors from the rest? Kindness. We believe that patients treated with kindness heal quicker. Studies have even proven it to be true. Maybe that's why more and more people choose our physicians. Find your new doctor at dhmgnv.org. Dignity Health, including caring doctors from Dignity Health Medical Group, Nevada. Hello, human kindness.
In a blink, just think of all the games, teams, hopes, and dreams that live and die. Because greatness lies in the blink of an eye. With the Contour Sports app from Cox, you can watch a game live and track multiple games at once, all right there on your TV. Don't miss a big play while you're checking your phone. Access the Contour Sports app from Cox with voice control or through the main menu and get stats and scores on your TV screen without interrupting the game. This is the sports app on Contour from Cox. Visit cox.com/contour to learn more.
Runnin' Rebel Basketball is here, so you know what that means. It's the time to gather around at Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. And why would you go anywhere else? We have over 32 TVs, great Budweiser specials for all Rebel games, and the best bar food, voted by you in the 2017 Best of Las Vegas survey. Yep, another one. Come be a part of the excitement this season and join other Rebel fans as they cheer on the team and cheers to a win. Or if you want to host your own viewing party, ask about reserving our bungalow room. Born and Raised on Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango, and in Henderson on St. Rose and Eastern.
That's John Barr. Last week I saw him split a coconut with his forehead and a can of spray cheese just to sell somebody a car.
Still recovering, but it was worth it, though.
Oh, he heard you!
And his hearing is remarkable. Is there anything that man can't do?
Actually, I can't use chopsticks. But besides that, I'll do anything to sell you a car.
At Findlay Toyota, we'll do anything to sell you a car.
Back here at Bailiwick, inside the Orleans Hotel Casino. We've got a nice crowd on hand enjoying the delicious food and sumptuous beverages here at Bailiwick. It's terrific.
Sumptuous.
Come join us next week. Celebrate an early New Year's with us. We'll be back here next Thursday night at 6 o'clock. Running Rebels getting ready for Northern Colorado tomorrow night at the Thomas and Mack. We're taking a little bit of a step back, looking at where the team is after 12 games and where this program's headed. And, Coach, Robert and I talked about it last night on the air some. So excited to watch these young kids grow up as Rebels. Amari Hardy, Nunu, you mentioned Shekna.
Yep.
Mbake. I mean, just so exciting, so much potential, and it's going to be so much fun in a couple of years to sit back and think about, okay, this kid was doing this back then, and look at him now.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And
yeah.
These are going to be leaders on your program for years.
Well, yeah, no, that's the plan. You know, if you got to go and get a guy periodically to fill a void, you know, I get that, and I understand, because you need to put your best product out on the floor. But, you know, New Mexico State, our paradigm for recruiting was development from within with young guys that could get ingrained with the community, that we could have for more than one or two years, that we could really enjoy the journey with them, you know. Because I think that's what I enjoy. I enjoy the relationship with the guys. That's why I got into coaching, was because I enjoyed, you know, the interaction with the kids and helping them develop on and off the court. So, obviously, why wouldn't you want that for 4 years or three
right,
or four
right.
years or five in some cases when you have a red shirt? That just – it's the best of both worlds. Because you got guys that really know what your system is. They really understand. And then the fans have developed relationships with
right.
these kids as well. And so it's not just, you know, they meet them at events like this and at the tailgates or where have you. And then they get to know them as well. So you're really pulling for someone that you like and that you know, rather than just a kid running out on the floor. And that's the vision for why you want to do it that way.
The foundation has been set. As we've said from the beginning, this is, in effect, your first year.
Mm-hmm.
This is year one of the Marvin Menzies era. And the foundation's been set. And now you start to build on that foundation. You've got two kids committed for next year who are really talented. And you'll just continue to grow and to build on that
right.
to a point where you're, as they say, reloading every year.
Right.
Yeah. You're not going out and trying to, you know. You know, I just thought about that as you asked that, or as we were talking about the New Mexico State thing. You know, I think I only took two junior college kids
at New Mexico
in
State
in 9 years.
Is that
wow?
Yeah. I can't think of more than two that we took in that whole 9 year journey there,
right.
And we won whatever six or seven championships mm-hmm. or whatever we did, but. But that was, I think, a large part because we had the continuity,
right.
you know. And even my last 5 years, 5 or 6 years, we had the same staff as well, which I don't always encourage because I do like to move those guys on. But, I missed my point. I was going to tell you something else.
JUCO kids building process.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it was, the process. You know, when you go out and you recruit and when you look at other successful programs, now there's some – people that have come in now, the Kentuckys of the world,
right.
that, you know, live off the one and dones, and there's some programs like that. But for the most part, the ones that have sustained success are guys that develop from within.
Yep.
And they go and they recruit and they build and they grow from within, you know. And I think that that's the one that we've kind of hooked up with the most, and I feel the most comfortable, you know, doing.
Well, if you look at the last few Final Fours, North Carolina, Gonzaga,
Villanova,
those are the teams that are a little more successful because those guys stay around.
Stability in the program. And I think, you know, like everything, finances, economics plays into
right.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not a Power 5 school with those somewhat unlimited budgets,
right.
building from within and developing that culture
yep.
and having those kids stick around for throughout their careers and having – you know, a team that has three or four seniors on it each and every year, that's the only way you can do it consistently.
You know, think about it now. I used to be, when I was a young coach, you know, I would I'd load the kids into my van, and we would drive these different games, and I'm teaching them about songs that, you know, lyrics, and we're trying to expose them to jazz,
right,
and just all these different things, right? And you try to stay connected with them. Well, I'm 56 now. And the connection is fading, okay? Because so, I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, no, I don't get that song at all. So you look at that and you start to say, okay, well, how do you get those kids to stay connected? Well, you have to have other kids
yeah.
in the program that are promoting your culture. So imagine Shekna and Bakke and Nunu and Amari and these guys when they're juniors and seniors, and we bring in a kid
exactly.
who's
right,
a freshman.
Right.
Now my job, you know, I don't have to load them in the van anymore. I can just say, hey, go talk to Shekna.
Right,
you?
Right.
You know, I don't even want to meet with you. Shek, come get this kid and take him to lunch. But it's really it's that real.
Yeah.
It's where you have guys that are, you know, coaches in
yep.
the locker room. Because
yep.
let's face it. The coaches are always – the head coach is always going to have a certain amount of attention that is they're going to be captivated because you control their minutes,
mm-hmm.
right? And assistant coaches, obviously, because they're respected and so forth, so they'll have some also. But players recruit players.
Yep.
And players can educate players.
That's
and so
right.
when you have a culture that is built and you have upperclassmen, now – the ball is rolling, and that's what we aim for. Because we don't want to go to the Final Four or a national championship game and then fall off completely for
right,
8 years
right.
again. You know, we want to be in the conversation on a regular basis. So we don't want to just be good periodically. We want to be great forever.
And you think about what Coach just said. You want juniors and seniors in your program who've been in your program
yep.
to be able to police and educate
it,
and
right.
all of that stuff. So you got to get them there. So Shekna will be a junior next year.
Yep.
Amari will be a sophomore next year.
Right.
So you can see how, you know, the progression is going to happen, but it's going to take
block.
A little bit of time, and you just have to have faith and enjoy the ride and be thankful that, you know, the Rebels are as successful as they are
yep.
at the beginning of the journey right now at 10-2.
We've been very blessed to have great kids in the program, and so We're optimistic that the future is bright. We feel great about the synergy. Even in the building last night, you know, that was a potential attendance, you know,
problem.
Setback,
right?
Right?
Yes.
Right. And let's think about it. It was a Wednesday night. It was not a marquee team. It was the students are off campus, right? It was an 8 o'clock start. It was, you know, I could go on.
Miserable weather.
And
Christmas
around the corner,
yeah,
you know.
Right. A lot of things. A
lot of things going on. Yeah, bad weather. And you know what? I walked out and I was like, okay, cool. This is, you know, it was a good, decent little crowd. I think they listed it at over 9,000. It was probably 7,000 in the building or 6 plus or whatever
yeah.
it was. But it was good. It was good. So, and that is a part of a winning culture. That
yeah.
is a part of a championship culture. The fans, I don't think they understand.
I agree.
I don't think true supporters understand how valuable actual butts
That's
in the
right.
seats is.
That's right.
It is a remarkable dynamic that I've been involved with at different programs. When it exists, man, you want to win? Okay, you got to show up.
Exactly.
Got to show up.
You know, fans think about what can you do?
Yeah, exactly.
And there's
all kinds of deals and packages. If you can't afford a full
right.
season, there's many packages available now.
Coach Marvin Menzies.
UNLVtickets.com.
There you go. Take another break. Come back with more. Start talking about tomorrow night's opponent, Northern Colorado. You're listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show. Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield.
Coming to 10 tons of steel, 2 miles of chain. Broadcast worldwide as it happens from T-Mobile Arena. It's WWE Elimination Chamber. The Elimination Chamber. The most diabolical structure in sports entertainment. Sunday, February 25th at 4:30, 6 men will enter, but only one will survive its wrath. Great seats available now at the box office and access.com.
Brunch and football. That's what Sundays are for at Rhodes Ranch Golf Club. Whether you're playing golf that day or bringing the family, Rhodes Ranch has a brunch menu to die for and bottomless mimosas for another $5. All while watching your favorite team on 4 large 65-inch screen TVs. We have every game, every week, and plenty of room for your whole crew. Bring your family, bring your friends, and enjoy the day at Rhodes Ranch Golf Club. Call 702-750-0691 for more information.
If your vehicle is due for an oil change, you need to get into Busy Boots Automotive. Now open at the corner of West Flamingo and Durango, Busy Boots provides many of its services for free. Free diagnosis, free towing, free shuttle service, plus free Wi-Fi and refreshments. And talk about convenience, no appointment needed. Open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. First-time customers get 25% off up to $25. Visit Hamid at his new location, Busy Boots Automotive on West Flamingo at Durango and online at busyboots.com.
Ho, ho, ho! Watches and diamonds and rings, oh my! The holidays are here and MJ wants to celebrate with you. The holiday sales event is on at MJ Christensen. Enjoy 30 to 70% off on select items throughout the store. So find the perfect gift for your loved ones now through December 31st with extended store hours. MJ Christensen, something for everyone this holiday season. Located in Boca Park.
Back here at Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino. The Runner Rebels getting ready for Northern Colorado tomorrow night. The Bears 9-3 on the season and took care of Wyoming in Laramie night before last, 14 threes. So I would assume somewhere near the top of the scouting report is guard against the three.
Yeah, we thought about that. 14 threes. They were 14 for 31. It wasn't like they shot 90. Well, 31's a lot, but I don't know, whatever percentage.
They're 21st in the country in threes per game. They average shooting over 33 points.
Oh, as far as attempts?
Attempts, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I knew it was high, but I didn't realize they were that high in the country. But
yep.
But we know that that's their weapon. That's their go-to deal. They're comfortable doing it. It's kind of like the whole NBA trend of you know, it's the opposite of the dunk now is, you know, the splash factor. So, yeah, we've been pretty good at that. I think defending the three has been one of our staples statistics nationally as well. So I don't know where we rank in the nation. I think we're in the top 30 or 40 in the country as well. So it's kind of their strength versus one of our strengths. So it'll be a good challenge. So we had a pretty spirited practice today. I think that the guys are on point because they know that anytime a team shoots it that well, you know, they got a chance to beat you if you don't play well. So defensively, especially. So that's where we're at, and we're anticipating a good game against these guys. And I think these are the types of teams that we were talking about earlier. The guys don't necessarily have a big name, but it's going to end up being a very good win if we can pull the game out. It'll be one of those games. I think they'll end up with a pretty good RPI when the season's all said and done.
Yeah, and great to have that on your schedule. As you said, if you can get it done. Okay, so defensively, and we hear you talk about it. We hear other coaches talk about running guys off the line and guarding the three-pointer. What are the keys to doing that, just from a pure basketball strategy standpoint?
Well, there's a lot. I mean, you could actually practice it. You know, there's certain things that you can do. There's a lot of drills that you can do. We don't do them as much now that we're into the season, but they were things that we worked on earlier. On how to close out to a guy's shooting hand. If he's a left-hander, you're not going to, you know, you can actually challenge it with your left, and you want to get to the proper side of his body. So the game is a matter of inches, right, to steal from, who was that?
Everybody.
Was that Pacino? No, not Pacino. Who was the guy that did that big motivational speech on Was it Any Given Sunday or?
Oh, in the, in a movie?
The movie. What was the guy? Who was that?
Pacino.
Was it Pacino? It wasn't De Niro.
No, it was Al Pacino.
Okay, so you guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm tired. You got to bear with me, okay?
So, yeah, you started with that.
I get thoughts, and I'm like, what was the question again?
You led with that.
Great speech. You should Google it. So, but it's a game of inches, so you want to try to do little technical things that put you in a position to have, you know, an advantage. You know, I'll give you another example. When you go for a steal, let's say you're on the wing, okay, and the ball's in the middle. Well, what hand logically would you go for? The hand closest to the ball, right? Well, these guys are, if you're left-handed, your instinct is always to reach with your left hand. If something's dropping you, you know, you go to grab it that way. So you have to teach them and train them ball foot up, ball hand up. So when you go to get that ball, you might want to knock it down with your left, which doesn't feel natural if you're a righty. But that's all you want to do is get it out of the passing lane, then you can go run it down. So if you guys ever hear me yelling, wrong hand, that's what I mean. So and it's the same thing for what side of his body. There's certain guys are flyby guys. Certain guys, you if he catches it, I don't care, just you go and jump like crazy right from the beginning and you fly by him. You don't go directly at him because JoJo's great at drawing fouls on those threes, right? Because he gets people that come right at him, and JoJo knows he's going to get them up in air just to sacrifice his body and take the hit. He got one last night.
Yes, he did.
So we teach defensively fly by. You don't fly at, right? So you get on the side of his body and challenge from the side and then get back in. And the drills and the technique goes on and on and on. So to answer you, that was a long answer to a short question, but there's a lot of things
we're
that
used
go
to
into
it.
Yeah, sorry. Who shows this? Right.
What about on offense?
Who's
tomorrow night against North Dakota? Obviously, almost every night the Rebels have a size advantage with Shakur and Brandon in the starting lineup and
right.
Check and Mbaki coming off the bench. But what else against Northern Colorado from an offensive standpoint?
Well, those things you pointed out are big. You want to go inside. You want to go inside early and often. But you don't want to get turnovers, you know, trying to do it. And if you are going to get one, that's the one you want to get, right? But I think we just have to, regardless of what their strengths are, we got to identify those. We got to scout to that. But then we have to do us. We have to keep running. We have to keep pushing. Our offense has to be the running Rebels. I think a lot of people were a little concerned when I got hired because of our pace of play at New Mexico State. There were some rumblings I heard. Because we had the bigs and we played a different pace there. Well, my early tenure at New Mexico State, we ran. And I had different personnel to do that. So I was able to recruit personnel that's going to run. And so we're gonna own that, and that's going to be a part of our signature. And the city wants it. It's exciting. The players that I recruit want it. I bark at the guys all the time in practice. What kind of Rebels are we? And they got to go running. You know, and I'll say in the middle of practice or we're doing something, I said, what kind of Rebels are we? And they all go running. I got the staff yelling, running. So I got this subliminal stuff we're putting in their heads, and it's working.
I love it. Let's take a break and come back with our final segment. You're listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the UNLV Sports Network.
At Finley Toyota, our mission statement reads, a world-class environment dedicated to building lifelong relationships through integrity and commitment. If that sounds like a family business you'd like to do business with, come in today. At Finley Toyota, we'll do anything to sell your car.
Runnin' Rebel Basketball is here, so you know what that means. It's the time to gather around at Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. And why would you go anywhere else? We have over 32 TVs, great Budweiser specials for all Rebel games, and the best bar food, voted by you in the 2017 Best of Las Vegas survey. Yep, another one. Come be a part of the excitement this season and join other Rebel fans as they cheer on the team and cheers to a win. Or if you want to host your own viewing party, ask about reserving our bungalow room. Born and Raised on Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango, and in Henderson on St. Rose and Eastern.
What's your AAA membership doing when it's not rescuing you roadside? Did you know it can save you money at thousands of places? Take some stress out of the next DMV task and even help protect against identity theft? It can. And those are just some of the many ways AAA brings you value beyond the road. Visit AAA.com to find out more.
AAA is a proud partner of the UNLV Rebels, at home and on the road.
Energy never disappears. It simply gets passed on to the next person and the next. Until before you know it, the entire community can feel it. In the last 5 years, we've given more than $27 million and over 175,000 volunteer hours to Nevada nonprofits. And we'll continue to give back, because what's good for the community is good for all of us. Learn more at nvenergy.com/powerofgood.
At Findlay Toyota, our mission statement reads, a world-class environment dedicated to building lifelong relationships through integrity and commitment. If that sounds like a family business you'd like to do business with, come in today. At Findlay Toyota, we'll do anything to sell your car.
Back here for our final segment, Running Rebels in Northern Colorado tomorrow night at the Thomas & Mack, 6:30 with Running Rebel warm-up and 7 o'clock with the tip. Please make your plans to join us, and please mark December 30th on your calendar. Boise State at the Thomas & Mack a week from Saturday. Want a big crowd out there. Students not back yet, so we'll need non-students to fill in the gaps. Coach, Christmas holiday coming up. What are your plans? What are the team's plans?
We're going to stay here and enjoy some of the kids that didn't have the opportunity to go home. Scheckner was going to fly home, but by the time he got there, he would have had to get on the flight and fly right back. So we decided to stay around for some of those guys. That's about half of them will still be in town, so we're going to cook for them and just celebrate at home.
And they'll have a few days off for Christmas, able to get home the rest
of we're going to give them off the 23rd, and then we'll get going on the 26th in the evening.
Perfect. And have a good couple of days to get ready for Boise State. Our next show will be here. Robert, you're staying in town for Christmas?
I'm in town.
With the family. A lot of folks coming in?
Not too many.
No. It'd be a nice quiet.
People don't want to move this Christmas.
I see. They tend to stick it around.
That sounds like another episode altogether.
There you go. We will be back next week, and we will have our Mount West Conference preview show. We'll talk about the Runner Rebels opening games against Boise State, and then on the road up at San Jose. We will be back here at Bailiwick next Thursday, 6 o'clock, and we hope to see all of you. In the meantime, we wish you a very, very happy holiday. We will talk to you tomorrow night from the Thomas & Mack. For Robert, for Coach Menzies, want to thank AJ, engineering alongside, and Chris back in our studios. Talk to you tomorrow night. See you tomorrow night at the Thomas & Mack. Have a great evening, everybody.
Happy holidays.
And by Findlay Chevrolet. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Rebel Sports Network.